a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Hope all of you are having a fantastic Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you joining us to discuss BYU football every single Saturday here on KSL News Radio. We're excited about our next guest here on the program. He's a BYU legend, and now he's going to be pursuing a professional career, and he's doing great things, getting ready to do great things on the field and also off the field. He's former BYU tight end Matt Bushman. Welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday, Matt.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's I got to say, it feels like yesterday, Matt, that we were in the end zone of a rainy Lavelle Edwards Stadium, your spring game breakout performance in 2017, and now I'm calling you a former BYU tight end. It was a whirlwind, but now you're here and you're getting ready for your professional career.
Yeah, it's been fast. And I mean, it didn't end the way I wanted it to at BYU, but, you know, just excited for the future and grateful that I could be a part of the BYU tradition.
And we'll get caught up on, you know, what obviously this past season and all of that, but you've got some exciting things going on off the field that I wanted to touch on. You announced that earlier this week on your personal social media channels, the Matt Bushman Foundation to help underprivileged youth in sports. Tell us a little bit more about how this started and what the Matt Bushman Foundation means and how people can help.
Yeah, so it started, I saw that J.J. Watt started a foundation in college, and it was kind of a similar, he started out super basic, found ways to like provide schools with sports equipment and new jerseys. And now that he's like a NFL prominent player, he's got this nationwide foundation. It's super cool to see how much it grew. So yeah, after like the 2017 season, going into the 2018 season, I was like, man, I want to make this happen. And I just realized that the legal work and all the paperwork is really confusing on that end. So I kind of had to put it on pause for a while. But after I got hurt and having time during the pandemic, I guess I decided to find family, friends, and people that could help me with that confusing side of the foundation. And we got that all squared away. So yeah, I'm excited to launch it. It's just called the Matt Bushman Foundation, and we're just finding ways to provide kids with sports opportunities. And we wanted to keep it vague just so we can, depending on what city I'm in or what people are in need, we just want to find ways to help those kids. So we have a website, themattbushmanfoundation.com. And yeah, if anyone wants to donate, it'd be super, super appreciated. And our first projects, we're targeting it in the Utah County area. Hopefully, we want to find ways to just get new sports equipment for kind of those youth correctional facilities and also youth rec centers in the Utah County area. So that's our first project, and we're excited to get going with it.
That's awesome, Matt. We'll make sure to keep plugging that as well. That's really cool. It's tip of the cap to you for wanting to do that. That's sweet. It's been a minute since we caught up, Matt. I'll just keep it easy, keep it basic, but what have you been up to the last couple months? Obviously getting ready for the NFL. What does that entail? What's a typical day like for you right now as you get ready for that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was still, I signed with my, once I realized after I got hurt, that I was going to pursue the NFL, I signed a little bit earlier than the rest of my BYU teammates, just so I could get a little bit of a head start, I guess, since I wasn't playing like them and being able to put the film out there. So once I kind of dialed that in, realized I wanted to take that next step, I was just training and rehabbing a ton in Utah and then finishing up school, obviously. So I graduated, but now I'm in Arizona. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. There's a facility here called Exos, and there's like 30 to 40 of us athletes training for, we were training for the combine, but that recently got canceled. So the combine and pro day, just all that prep. And I mean, I have to modify things just with the Achilles recovery and everything, but yeah, it's been awesome. There's like top tier strength coaches and speed coaches and physical therapists. So it's feeling like a full-time job. I go in pretty early in the morning and finish around 5 p.m. And I just either I'm rehabbing, doing speed work or lifting weights. So it's been good.
I'm glad you mentioned that it kind of feels like it's a full-time job, because I think BYU fans listening, every time that a former BYU player goes through the draft process and photos emerge from, say, a pro day or a combine, they always say, man, that, how do they physically look so incredible? Why did they look like that at BYU? It's like, I got to imagine your work day has got to be, what, 9-10 hours of just nonstop training and working out, whereas at BYU, you got student life. I mean, you got community service. I mean, everything that goes into BYU, being a BYU football player. What does your work schedule look like right now, training for the most important job interview of your life?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, ideally in college, you want to start eating healthy once you realize, like, you're taking football seriously. And but it's just different. Like, you don't have the funds to do all that, or it's a different type of training, too. So for me, every day, I mean, I go in at 8 a.m. I do an hour of physical therapy before my workout. And then at 9 a.m., we have a speed work session where it's like training for the 40 or the 5-10-5 drill or the L drill. So just kind of dividing those up, just take like figuring out the super fine details on how to run those the best. Then we have a little break, but I usually go back, do a little bit of rehab and therapy. There's position work, either before or after lunch, some days about 3 times a week. And then after lunch around 2:30, that's when we have our big lift. So I do that lift. And then after the lift, I run on the treadmill to do some more Achilles therapy. So yeah, it's a lot. And they know how to make it so we're not too sore for the next day. They keep us fresh. And also we have these awesome meal prep companies. So we're eating super healthy food every day. And that's the big difference, honestly, that I think puts all of the future NFL guys in the best shape, has us looking good. It's just hard to do that in college with the scholarship, but yeah, it's been awesome. I really like it.
I don't want to go into the past too much, and Matt Bushman's our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday, but I remember watching your Deep Blue feature after the injury, and there were clips of you and your daughter, you being a newish father, and it really struck a chord with me. I had my first kid about a month after you did, and I'm like, I can't fathom what that must have been like to have that injury and then to have the highs of having your first child as well. What was that like? How were you able to navigate that? You know, obviously you were, I think you were in a, like a little cart there. So your foot was mobilized. What was that like? I don't know a lot of people that go through that wave of emotions in such a short period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Congrats on your kid, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it was just probably the worst timing to get injured for me, at least in my personal experience, like right a week before first game. And then I got surgery 5 days before our daughter was born. So it was like, it just added stress to the whole first time my wife giving birth for the first time.
Yep. And
yeah, I mean, I felt bad. Like as a husband, you can't do much when your wife has a baby. I mean, they're breastfeeding or like they just have that bond with the baby. So on top of that, I was in this little knee scooter, had this cast, I had to be laying down a bunch. So I just felt bad, not being like all the way there and being as helpful as I could have been. So I did what I could, but yeah, it just added even more stress to being a first time parent. And so that was tough, but it definitely was a good distraction from my injury. Just finding ways to help my wife, finding ways to help our daughter, and not just being so down in the dumps about getting injured my senior year and coming back for my senior year. There's like a big reason to be down in the dumps and sad about it, but yeah, having her there was definitely helpful, so I'm grateful for that.
He's former BYU tight end Matt Bushman, and he's kind enough to join us here for another segment here on the program. So Matt, hold tight. We'll be taking a break right now. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com. More with Matt Bushman after this. Talk with former BYU tight end Matt Bushman, founder of the Matt Bushman Foundation. You can go to MattBushmanFoundation.com. Check out his website. He's getting ready for the NFL draft, and congrats to you and Emily and your daughter Andy. It's got to be exciting to be a first-time father, and I'm glad to hear that's going well for you. And you know, during this past fall, Matt, what was it like? I mean, you knew you were getting ready for the NFL, signing the deals to move forward and get ready for your professional career, but watching BYU have the success that I know that you were determined and motivated to help right the ship. Cause I remember last January when you're like, you know, we've had mediocre seasons, we want to change that, and to see the program actually do that. What was that like just from your vantage point to see it kind of all fall into place for the program?
Yeah. I mean, I knew we were going to have a good season regardless of the schedule that we were going to have. Like if it was the schedule that we were supposed to have that was super tough, I think we would have ran through those teams as well. Like we were looking good in fall camp and just all the work that we put in throughout the quarantine. So I was feeling super confident, and obviously I was proud of the guys for having such a good season, and it was super awesome to see. But yeah, definitely, even, I mean, I had never missed a game in my previous 3 years. So it was super just bizarre watching from the sidelines and being injured. So it was tough. Like I wanted to be out there so bad. And, I mean, my wife and I, when we were considering leaving after my junior year, it was like, we prayed about it. We felt prompted to stay. So it was like, dang, what, like, why is this happening? And why am I not out there? But yeah, I mean, it's just things that you have to go through, and, you just kind of have those, I guess growing pains as life goes on. And I was able to learn just how to accept it and find the positive. So, I mean, I loved going to the games when I could. It was weird not having fans out there and just being with the guys. But yeah, I mean, I was determined to get as healthy as I could. So I was just really pushing my Achilles therapy as much as possible, and just trying to find the little victories in my recovery process. And even though I wasn't out there on the field, I was, I don't know, just trying to be as excited as I could to every time they had a good game. So they had a lot of them. So it was a fun year for all of us.
Speaking of your recovery, and Matt Bushman's our guest for a few more moments here in the Cougar Sports Saturday. when do you think it'll be back to 100%, and how has the recovery gone? Is it gone as well as you could have hoped?
Yeah. To answer your second question, it's gone super well. I mean, I always, before I tore my Achilles, I was like, man, that just sounds like a brutal injury, like super rough. And it kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies when I heard that people got hurt like that. But honestly, like, the recovery hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be. My surgeon, Dr. Fox, did a super good job. And he said structurally it's 100% right now, but I just need to get back like the muscular strength so that I can get out there and be cutting full speed. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm like 4.5 months out, but I still have a ways to go on full speed running. I mean, I'm running on the treadmill and I'm doing some like half speed routes and things like that. But I'm really hoping by pro day, I can do as much as I can out there. I'm going to be smart about it and not push anything, but yeah, I feel confident that I can run routes and be 100% or close to 100% by then. So that'd be awesome.
How do you feel, Matt, BYU prepared you for the NFL?
Yeah, I think they did a really good job. I mean, you see the amount of guys in this class, in the junior and senior class, preparing for it. It's they've done a really good job. I mean, in the weight room, the mental side of just learning the ins and outs of football, on the offensive side, just like learning about defenses and knowing how to kind of attack leverage and things like that. So I'm super grateful for BYU and everything that they've done for me. I feel like, I don't know, like I'm at that level just like of maturity that I can handle what is thrown at me at the next level. And obviously it's going to be a whole nother process where it's like a freshman joining high school or joining college where you're the little fish in the big pond, but you just got to figure it out and stay confident. So I'm looking forward to it and seeing the previous BYU, my previous teammates and other guys succeeding at such a high level gives me confidence that I can do the same.
It has been kind of cool to see, you know, Zach Wilson's meteoric rise up these projections. I mean, I know you guys inside the program always knew that he was a talented player. I think in his freshman year, I think he even said something to the effect like he's an athlete. I mean, he makes plays. Like when he was given those glimpses of moments back then as a youngster, has it just been kind of cool to see like all these guys that maybe people on the outside didn't think much of, but now they're becoming these, you know, prospects that are going to go in the draft. Same with yourself. It's gotta imagine it's pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the jump that he was able to make from his sophomore to junior year was pretty insane, and just shows how bad he wants it and how bad he wants to succeed on the football field. So super, super excited for him. And yeah, I mean, it's just like, I think if we were in a Power 5 conference or something like that, we would have the respect that these other teams get with NFL prospects. But it's just cool to see that with the successful season, so many teammates have gotten that kind of respect from, I don't know, scouts or whatever, that just showing that, yeah, we might not always play the typical Power 5 teams, but we have the talent at BYU to play with anyone, and we can push out NFL guys every year. So it's awesome to see the younger guys that did declare, Brady, Dax, Zach. Good for them, and I hope we all can make it.
Matt, have you been given any advice from guys you played with in the league? Or obviously Chad Lewis is an easy connection there to someone who played in the league. Any advice given to you on anything you could do to set yourself apart and get prepared for the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing like I've kind of learned about is there's a rookie wall where just rookies kind of get overwhelmed their first year, where it's like, man, this, you have preseason games and there's a longer season than usual. You have this crazy expectation and where football really is that full-time job. So it kind of hits some guys harder than others where they're like, man, this is a long season. This is tough. But, just learning about how how to stay mentally strong and just like, I don't know, talking to sports psychologists and helping you stay as not only physically strong, but just mentally there so you can perform at that high level for such a long time and adjust into a different reality of football where it's played at such a higher level. So I'd say that's been helpful. Just like, hey, like, watch out. You need to prepare for this. And I'm just doing the best that I can to be that mature rookie when I get there. I mean, I'll be older than most rookies being that return missionary. But just having my play be the same, just trying not to have those rookie little mistakes, I guess.
He's former BYU tight end Matt Bushman. You can go check out his new foundation, mattbushmanfoundation.com, to provide kids with sports opportunities. And click that donate now link and help support this great foundation that Matt has started up. And Matt, we appreciate you. I wish you nothing but the best here at Cougar Sports Saturday. I remember then when you were a true freshman, you always spoke to the media during difficult times in 4-9, and we're always willing to just talk to the media. We want to thank you for always being great to talk with, and wish you nothing but the best in your NFL career. And we know it's going to be a successful one because you're an incredible talent, and really appreciate all the time, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
He is Matt Bushman, former BYU tight end here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Always appreciate the time to talk with Matt. More here on KSL News Radio after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.